Unfortunately, it is also getting into 2015, we don't really see any improvement, envisage any improvement in 2015, but we are actually worried that there are other banks which are actually struggling according to the Reserve Bank analysis and other independent analysis, and we don't think those banks may be able to survive, and that would mean more job losses.
Mr. Chitambara, your take on this issue, as Mr. Mtasa is pointing out the issues that are affecting the banking sector, but also notwithstanding that other sectors are also dealing with this issue of job losses.
I think this problem of job losses and deindustrialization, I think it's a systemic problem. That is not just limited to the financial system, but also cuts across all the sectors. The levels of capacity utilization is actually deteriorated or declined last year. And every other sector that we can talk about, I think there are serious challenges, and most companies are struggling. Now, with respect to the financial system, I think there are a number of challenges there, specific challenges. I think the major one is with respect to issues of corporate governance, issues of management of this financial system.
Mr. Mtasa, earlier you spoke about the issue of the banks pointing out that some are dealing with the issue of having to surrender their licenses, but also there's the level of a decrease in deposits. How much will this affect the confidence in the banking system?
I think over a long period of time, the banking financial service system in Zimbabwe has lost incredible consumer confidence. People no longer trust putting their lifetime investments into the banking system because of what happened in the past when we had banks that closed in around 2003, 2004. That shook people. And again, when we changed from Zimbabwean dollar to the US dollar, we did not demonetize the Zimbabwean dollar and reimburse the depositors who held bank balances, positive bank balances in the banks. So that is a cause of concern for the public. But coupled to that, even after post-2004, we have also seen in the U.S. dollar era, banks folding with the Interfin, the Trust Bank, the Capital, the Royal Bank, folding. The major undoing for the banking sector has been the bank failures and the inability of the regulator to address those issues to do with corporate governance, how to manage failing banks.
Mr. Chitambara, as Mr. Mtasa and yourself are alluding to, looking at the issues within the financial sector, of course, spill over to the general economy itself. As you spoke earlier, there are issues that need to be addressed, issues of corporate governance and such. Do you think that looking at the way things are panning out now, that as Mr. Mtasa is saying, banks and even other sectors can now start to implement changes that will readily stop some of these issues that are being seen in Zimbabwe?
What I think needs to be done, number one, is at macro level to ensure that there's clarity with respect to our regulation, especially the indigenization and economic empowerment. I think we need to reduce the different messages, divergent messages that government officials have been speaking. I think we need to address the ease and the cost of doing business.
Mr. Mtasa, last question to you. Same thing. What, in your view, but looking at the general economy, what are some of the things that need to be taken care of?
I think the major issues that have to be addressed are supposed to be addressed at macro level. I think we need to sort our politics. We need to sort our economic issues. We need to be consistent in our policies. You see, we have frightened many people as a nation. And we have frightened the people who matter, those who have got the capacity and ability to put in money into the economy.